With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal. As expected, the Fed held short-term interest rates steady and signaled it might not raise rates at all this year. More on this in a moment. First, here are some headlines. The European Union's antitrust arm has come down hard on Google again. The Alphabet unit was fined $1.7 billion by the EU for limiting how some websites could display ads sold by its rivals. It's the third fine the European Union has leveled against Google since 2017, and the last among formal charges the EU's antitrust regulator has so far filed against the tech giant. The fine deals with Google abusing the dominance of its search engine to block competitors in the niche market of selling text ads on the search results that appear on third-party websites. Google wasn't ordered to change its business practices because the EU says Google ended the last type of anti-competitive behavior at issue in the case shortly after charges were filed nearly 3 years ago. President Trump said Wednesday his administration was discussing leaving in place tariffs on Chinese goods for a substantial period of time. Speaking to reporters as he left Washington for Ohio, Mr. Trump said he was not considering removing tariffs on China. Negotiators for the U.S. and China have scheduled a new round of high-level trade talks in Beijing and Washington, aiming to close a deal by late April to end their year-long dispute. The two sides are aiming for a package that includes substantial increases in U.S. exports and Chinese pledges to boost protection of intellectual property and pressure on U.S. companies to transfer technology to their Chinese partners and reduce subsidies for Chinese firms. Continuing a trend of rapid consolidation in Hollywood, Walt Disney has closed its $71 billion acquisition of the entertainment assets of 21st Century Fox. Disney will now control Fox's movie and television production studios, as well as its FX cable network, Fox Searchlight label, and National Geographic properties. The Wall Street Journal says Disney is positioning its bet on Fox as a central element of its long-term strategy. The rise of Netflix has forced traditional studios to look for ways to create direct business relationships with consumers, skipping the movie theater and streaming directly into the home. Still ahead, the Fed stands pat on interest rates and may keep them steady for quite a while. At its two-day policy meeting, which ended Wednesday, the Federal Reserve held short-term interest rates steady, and a majority of policymakers signaled that they might not raise rates at all this year. At his press conference, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the economy was in a good place with strong employment and muted inflation, but added that indicators suggested slower growth for the economy this year. He reiterated his message that the Fed would be patient with interest rate moves.
The federal funds rate is now in the broad range of estimates of neutral, the rate that neither tends to stimulate nor to restrain the economy. My colleagues and I think that this setting is well suited to the current outlook and believe that we should be patient in assessing the need for any change in the stance of policy. Patient means that we see no need to rush to judgment. It may be some time before the outlook for jobs and inflation calls clearly for a change in policy.
Joining us with more is The Wall Street Journal's Kate Davidson. Kate, I got the impression from policymakers' rate projections that interest rates aren't going anywhere for at least the next couple of years.
I think that that's safe to say, Charlie, although obviously policymakers always emphasize that things could change. But right, based on the new projections today, officials seem like they don't expect any rate increases this year. Their last one was in December, and at that time they had said that they expected the Fed funds rate to move in a range that suggested two rate increases. So that's quite a step down from what we heard them say last time they met. And then for next year, they penciled in one rate increase. But there's a pretty broad range of estimates. There's 17 officials who provide these projections. And, you know, a number of them still see rates staying where they are. So it's a little bit tough to predict that far out. But basically, I think the signal is they are done for now and possibly for good. Well, you know, for good until they need to move again.
I'm wondering if people are, you know, speculating about rate cuts anytime soon.
Well, certainly markets are speculating, and that issue came up a couple of times during the press conference today with Fed Chairman Jerome Powell. He was asked, you know, markets are starting to factor this in. What's your thinking? And basically, Mr. Powell said that the Fed doesn't see data that suggests they need to move in either direction. So as he obviously pointed out, they're being patient. They don't need to increase. But he suggested in that answer that they also don't see a need to cut rates at this time.
And both the Fed statement and Chair Powell's comments signaled clear intentions concerning what the central bank will do with its $4 trillion asset portfolio.
That's right. So they signaled that starting in May, they're going to begin tapering the balance sheet runoff. That is, they've been shrinking since October 2017. They've been shrinking the size of their balance sheet, which got really big in the years following the financial crisis when the Fed was buying bonds in an effort to stimulate the economy. They're at the point now, or they got to the point a couple of years ago, about a year and a half ago, where they decided, okay, we need to start to shrink that balance sheet. That's something they always had talked about doing. But late last year, markets started getting nervous. There was a lot of chatter about the fact that this balance sheet runoff was actually leading to a tightening of financial conditions. And the Fed officials had sort of said late last year, oh, we don't really see that. They sort of pivoted on that point and in early January started signaling, well, you know, we could readjust that if we need to. Now here we are in March and they're signaling, okay, it's time for us to start slowing that the pace of that balance sheet runoff and finish the runoff by October.
I'm wondering, what is the primary reason for the Fed's patient wait-and-see approach? Is it the global economic slowdown, or is it muted inflation, which is still within the Fed's target and some would suggest has fallen below the Fed's target? Is Fed Chair Powell worried about the lack of inflation?
It's a great question. So he pointed to both of those things today. He said certainly the slowing global growth does have an effect on the U.S. economy and uncertainty surrounding trade talks, you know, Brexit. All of those things are potentially worrisome. They pose, as he would say, downside risks. But he also said inflation is definitely a reason that they can be patient. Inflation, as he pointed out, has kind of bounced around below the Fed's 2% target. But the way he put it today was that the Fed, he does not think that the Fed has convincingly met its 2% target in a symmetric way, which basically means, you know, officials have said for a while that 2% is a symmetric goal. So they can be a little bit below it, a little bit above it. They've gotten close to it, but that sounds like the Fed chairman was awfully dovish in suggesting that, you know, he doesn't really think they've met that objective. That means, again, that he doesn't see the need to raise rates at this time based on that.
Back in December, you know, the Fed was suggesting that rates would rise more aggressively, and the markets got pounded as a result. And I think there was a lot of criticism that both the Fed and Fed Chair Powell were behind the curve on this. I'm wondering if the Fed has really taken those criticisms to heart.
It's a good question. Of course, today the Fed chairman emphasized that the Fed has a two-pronged mandate. They're trying to achieve maximum employment and stable prices, and they're not responding to market criticism. They're doing what's best for the economy. But I do think that some of the reaction, it's hard to look at the changes that they made and assume that didn't have some kind of, it didn't factor into their thinking at all, but they generally shy away from characterizing things in that way as, you know, responding to, you know, being behind where markets are. I think perhaps that they felt like they hadn't communicated well enough what their intentions were.
Even with the Fed stressing a patient wait and see approach on interest rates, it sounds like Fed Chair Powell's outlook on the economy is pretty upbeat for this year.
That's right. He said that Fed officials still expect that the economy will grow at a solid pace in 2019, even if it's perhaps going to be a little bit slower than they saw in 2018. It was, if you looked at the statement after their meeting today, the first paragraph had a lot of changes to it. You know, they did acknowledge that economic activity slowed down a little bit from the fourth quarter. Job gains have been solid, but some indicators were mixed, right? We had those really weak retail sales data in December. Business investment is a little lackluster, but overall, Jay Powell emphasized that the outlook is a positive one.
Right. I believe he was forecasting an economic growth rate of 2%, which would obviously be a decline from 2018.
Right, but still broadly positive.
Wall Street Journal reporter Kate Davidson joining us from Washington. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Charlie.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal.